what's going to be Ezuhi Shigagashua's Bitri Lishava? Whereas, where is there a case now, the question we asked before, where is there a case, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yechai of a Korbin on a Shigagash Bitri Lishava? A case that you said yesterday I ate. And Rashi, the question was this. Idiyada, you swear right now that yesterday you ate. Now, if you know really you did not eat yesterday, Mezidu. You were Mezidu. You're not Chayav a Korban, you're Chayav Malkus, that's all. That's the crux is vanilla. You have to forget. Idiyada, if the person does not know right now, he really thinks that yesterday he did not eat. He's swearing yesterday I did not eat, and he really thinks that way. If so, honest, so, like the Gemara before, he's an honest. That's not called Hodim B'Shavua. At the time when you're making your Shavua, you think 100% is true, so there's no Sheker here. So it's called an honest, you should be Potter. Or Malay, the answer is like this. The Yom of the person says, Yodeyani Sheshavua Zu Asura. Like he knows really yesterday he did eat, and he's swearing now that I did not eat yesterday. So he knows the fact that he's saying an Issa right now, this much he knows. So you're not called an honest. So the question is, though, you're amazed then. If you know clearly that yesterday you did eat, how can you swear you did not eat? That's what he forgot. He thought there's only a lav involved. So what? I said a shvua shekem. He does not know, though, that you chayav the korban. And that's called a shogeg, and therefore you chayav the korban. Come on, who does this go like then? Kum munvav. That's munvav svarav. That he says in the Sefer Shabbos. Diyama shigagas korban shemesh gadol. The person knows that by doing a malach on Shabbos Yechayiv, he thinks you're only Yechayiv a Malkus, or else a Korban, or else Korus. For he does not know that Yechayiv a Korban. In such case, Munva says, that's called a Shogeg. So therefore, that's the case, Yechayiv a Korban over here, Lishavar. If you swear that yesterday I ate, and really you know you did not eat, but you did not know Yechayiv a Korban, for that's called a Shogeg, and therefore you are Yechayiv a Korban. Our first Mishnah only goes according to Munva. Other Gemara says no. Rabban, it could be even according to the Rabbanim that argue there on Shabbos. And they say by Shabbos, that's not called the Shogeg. Since you know this is a Malacha, you know Yechayiv, just you did not know there's a Korban, you're Potter from the Korban. But maybe, like by Shabbos, other places. The Lav Chidishum. Here there's no Chidish that Yechayiv a Korban. Other places that the Mei said Yechayiv Korus, learn off an Avoid Zorah, that Yechayiv a Korban. Aval hoch over by shvur is a tremendous chiddush. The chiddushu to the chol atar akulo the ashkechon lav the maisi korban. All over, just a regular lav is not mechayev you b'shogeg on korban. The afin on the avodah zorah, it has to be a chayev mitzvah, at least a chorus has to be involved. For hoch over here by shvur's bitur, there's no chorus, there's no mitzvah involved. If you do it, amazing, it's just a lav, you get malchus. And still here, the chorus says v'nelam yichayev a korban el b'yered rochim maisi. Since there's a chiddush here in this chiyuv of korban shvua, afilu the rabbanon noida. Could even the rabbanon agree? Like we had a ribui before, according to Rabbi Kiva, yechayiv the korban even l'shavar. So where is the case to l'shavar yechayiv the korban? Either pasuk also says odim b'shvua, you have to know what you're doing. So it must be that a shogeg, you forgot that there's a korban that's also called a shogeg. You know you're swearing false, but you do not realize that yechayiv the korban that's also called a shogeg. That's part of this chiddush. A shvuah's bitur that yechayiv with a shigagas korban. Boy minei ravina merova. Nishpa al kikar, somebody swore that he will not eat his bread. Umistakin alei. And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away. The doctor says.
All right, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop here.
Now, what the locha is yechayiv?
Yeah, we're holding daf chov vofam a base. And five lines down, that boy minei ravina merova nishpal kikas, someone made a shvua not eat his bread umistakin alehil, and now became a mokum sakona if he does not eat his bread.
And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away. The doctor said, "You do not eat this bread, you'll die." And then he eats it. Now, what the locha is? He chayav a korban or not? The Mor says, "Mistakin literally now. What's your question altogether? He's mutter is allowed to." Now that he's a mistake, he's a sakonam, it's mutter. Rashi says, V'chivin diyak v'yotla kamon shorimilei v'kachilu. He would ask us, listen, I'm going to die now if I do not eat this bread. And I made a shvua, can I eat it? We're going to tell him yes. He's now kiyokal adelim shvua. Now that he ate it and he forgot about the shvua, lo yogra al shvosei. But here the case was, the person forgot that he swore and he ate the bread. So normally, he's chai the korban. But here the case is he became a sakona. If he does not eat it, he would die. And that's why he ate it. Even though we forgot the shvua. He says, treat in such a case, you'll be potter from a korban. Since if you would ask us right now, we would tell him, very good, go and eat it, he can't be chayav a korban. Ella, my question is like this. Mitztayi the ochla. There's a person in the morning made his shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. Throughout the day, he became very mitztayi, very hungry. And he has a big desire to eat it. He will not die if he does not eat it, just he's very hungry. And the person forgot the shvua, and he ate it. But this is this. So, what's the question? That here, even if he would have remembered the shvua, still he would have eaten the bread. Because he's a mitztayer, he knows himself, no matter what, I'm hungry now, I want to eat it, I'm going to eat it. But he ate it, and he forgot the shvua. Says, yichayev a korban or not? El mitztayer v'yochla b'shivagash shvua mai. He forgot about the shvua, what's the halacha? Or Malay, he said, in such a case, he's potter from a korban. To me, we learn. Shev miyidosoi, miyidiyosoi, mevi korban. Ha'shivagosoi. If when you did the chet, you were shaygit. Meaning, if he would have told you at that time, it's a chet, you would have stopped. That's called shev miyidos, miyidiyosoi. As soon as you know, or if you would have known it's an avero, you wouldn't have done it. You only did it because you forgot. Then you chayev a korban. But loy shev miyidiyosoi, if we would have told you, you're not allowed to eat this bread. Still, because of your tsar, you're pain, you're hungry, you know, you still would have eaten it. Ain't it made the korban hashem gosrei? In such a case, even though you were shaygit, still, you'll be part of the korban. Omar Shmuel says, Goma beliboi sarach sheyotzi v'svotah. Even though a person makes up in his mind, he thinks very strong, I'm going to make a shvua that today I'm not allowed to eat. But as long as he did not speak it out from his mouth, there's no shvua. Shneimer, the pasuk says, levatei disvosayim. You have to speak it out from your lips. You have to hear it. If you do not speak it out, beliboi, there's no shvua. The rest of him will hate v'svotah v'ain shvua. Next, I have a question. It says, this was sign true of the lay. That's what I understand. But now, Goma believes in that. How do I know even if you just think in your heart to make the shvua is chal, Talmud, the post says, l'chol asher yivata de mishvua. Any type of a shvua you make your chayiv on, even the lay. So there's two questions here. First of all, hagufa kash, it's a fear in the price itself. Or Master, first you start off saying, this was sign the lay the lay. Master, in your heart, there's no such shvua. Rodamat, then you tell me no. Gama bleed him in ayin, you have a pasuk. So it's a theory in the price itself. Not only is it a theory to the drasha before, but it's a theory in the price itself. I'm Rav Sheshes for Holakash, this wouldn't bother me. Hardly because this is the price I'm going to say. This was sayin, v'loisha gama bleed by, v'loitzi, v'tzvasa, v'loitzi. The person thinks in his heart that I'm going to speak out the shvua. Not that, and he didn't speak it out then for sure it's no good. But what's going to be gama bleed by stam? He thinks in his mind right now, that's it. In my mind, I'm thinking that I'm swearing that today I can't eat. He does not think that he's going to speak it out. He stops right there. He thinks in his mind right now, today I want to have this shvua and not eat. I mean, how do I know that is chal? Talmud Rebbe, the book says, l'chol ha'shem yivata ha'adam. So Mashmi could make a shvua b'liboy. So according to Kasha and Shmuel, that Shmuel says, gama b'liboy, tzarach t'yot mitzvotah. Hell, with Shmuel Kasha. But the thing about Shmuel, Amar Rav Sheshe, Trish them, it's like this. Hochi. This was Hayim Shmuel meant to say, "V'loisha goma b'libo lohitzi paschitim lohitzi paserim." Not in the case we wanted to speak out paschitim, and it slipped, and he said paserim. That's not called a good shvua. V'loisha goma b'libo, because he thought to say one thing, and he spoke out something else. That's no good. But what's going to be goma b'libo lohitzi paschitim? He thought in his mind he wants to ask for paschitim. Lohitzi pasam minan the day the shvua is chal. Any type of a shvua you make, it's okay. So go with the stam. Today shvua the gemar libay minayin. So what's the answer now? The shvua. I'm going to refer to them and give the bright to say. This, but both cases, you speak it out. Just the question is, what do you think in your mind? If you think in your mind to say chitim, and by mistake you speak out pasarim, there it's not chal. But if you think in your mind, you want only ask a pasritim, and now you say pasam. There is chal, it's not the opposite of what you said. But you have to speak it out. Without speaking out, nothing is chal. Next, I have a still question to Shmuel. It says, Moitzis vasecha tishmov yasisam, ein li yelish shetsu bitzvosav. There's only you spoke it out. Rashi says, gabi noidil lahovi korban ksiv, is by bringing a korban. So only if you speak out, you mechayv yourself a korban. Goma b'libo minayin, just in your mind, you faint to bring a korban. Talmud Lehman, the pasuk says, kol nediv lev. Even with a lev, you could think to bring a korban. You see, with lev, you can make a neder to bring a korban. Mertz is true. Shani yosim yosiv kol nediv lev. There's an extra pasuk here. For the more of an ignorant, they learn off from it all over every neder, every shvua you can make believe. No, mishum, every truma of a kodeshim. There's also a chiddush by truma, you could be master truma believe. So it says it twice in the Torah, and the klal is, shnei ksuma b'ont yechon, the whole shnei ksuma b'ont yechon, ayim alamdin. We cannot learn that from over here.
Smor is, that's very good. Honi, chalaman di yomein malamdin, go to tefillah killing out. El aman di yomein malamdin, Mike Lemem, what could you say? So Rasul says, have you chulim v'kodeshim? Over here I tell you, these two cases are kodeshim. The case of truma, in the case of regular korban, that's kodeshim. So by kodeshim, we said the chiddush believe you could make a neder. But chulin, over here, our case of regular shvuas chulin, v'chulim v'kodeshim, like Amrina, we cannot learn out chulin from kodeshim. Therefore, we cannot learn out from these two cases. Therefore, by us, by Shul, the Klal of the Chol HaShay Yivat Odom, you have to speak it out. A Shul is only Chal B'Peh and not a Belief.